Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here I go again on my own.
Oh, boy. It's not in your local karaoke bar in Overland Park. You might find Bob Fesco.
No, you won't.
No, he'll be on a patio.
No, I got soccer tonight. We got a graduation party tonight. A lot going on. No chance I'm at a karaoke bar.
Busy.
Very busy night. Very busy. I don't know that I sing karaoke either. I think I've only done that one time in my life at the Red Balloon.
Really?
I don't even think the Red Balloon.
99 Red Balloons?
No, oh. I wish I would have. I forget. I think you sang Piano Man with my friend Paul. We were at the Red Balloon. I don't think the Red Balloon's open anymore. They used to serve Kraft mac and cheese as one of their staples there. Great dive bar. But not 99 Red Balloons. That's a banger.
Yeah, I like the German version better.
99 Luftballons.
Yeah, Luftballons. Going back to the Michael Garcia thing, I thought this was essentially, we were talking in between the show. The luxury of having a pitching staff that is maybe the best in the AL, we'll see Seattle here shortly. But they can contend with that conversation as well. Having a good pitching staff and see Michael Garcia is a blessing in disguise. Cause if you only had like two starters, like let's say you only had Reagans and Bubich this year.
Okay.
Let's say Lugo was just absolutely, you know, terrible. Waka couldn't find the plate and Lorenzen's, he's doing curls
and kissing his bicep, but can't throw a strike.
More power to him. Michael Garcia would be the one player that the Royals would shop to see if they get an arm.
No doubt. Yeah.
Now you don't have to do that.
Exactly. And that's a great point to bring up because he's now, I don't want to use the term luxury because that's what Josh called Ben Zobrist when we got him and it proved to be not a luxury, a need, for the team. And you kind of made that comparison when we were talking in break a little bit. But now you get the opportunity to just let this kid go out there and play and not have to worry about flipping him for a pitcher. Pitching is hard to acquire. The Royals do have a surplus, shockingly, one of the teams in baseball that has a surplus at starting pitching. Shockingly that anybody has a surplus of starting pitching in baseball today, but the Royals do. I mean, we saw it the other night with Chillicothe on the mound. Like, you can start moving forward now and starting to think, okay, if we need to get to a certain spot where we do need to acquire that bat, then maybe Chris Bubich is a guy that can be potentially, you know, traded for a great bat to come back and return.
Right.
But if Vinny starts picking it up and Michael Garcia continues to do this and Drew Waters becomes a regular in the lineup, the need for a bat kind of dissipates a little bit. Not saying it goes away, but maybe you don't need as big and as powerful a bat as you would have needed if those guys aren't picking it up. And you can go get like a tier B bat and not have to give up as much like they did last year when they rebuilt that bullpen.
Yeah, and it's nice to see that that you do have this, luxury. I know you say you don't like that, but you do have that because that has not been Zobrist or Michael Garcia this year. That is your pitching staff, right?
That's what you're saying.
Like, you don't have to necessarily, and at this point, maybe you don't have to trade anybody, right? Because like if Garcia does continue to do this and Drew Waters is a surprise that you have this year because he's finally healthy, he's finally got a shot, he's tired of Omaha and it's using that to kind of rebrand himself. Bobby does his thing. Sal comes back from this little hiccup and Vinny starts figuring out that it's May and he's got to get his, act together. Then all of a sudden, like your one through six. And if you're going to carry that and, basically reverse the pitching thing where it's like in the 14, 15, 16 years, it was all we need is a one run lead after the seventh inning.
Yeah.
Now it's like, if you just have a two run lead after the first.
Yeah.
You essentially can use your starting pitching to keep you in that game because it's done it all year. Again, like I think the best pitching staff, at least in the AL, I know there's other people that may argue with Seattle, whoever, But it is nice that you don't have to eventually be like, man, I like this Mike Garcia guy, but man, he's a hell of a big piece of trade bait here.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. He's not.
Which is nice.
It's great.
Yeah.
And the thing is, too, with the pitching staff, the way that it's been, their staff ERA, we talked about earlier, 2.14 since April 20th. It's been unbelievable. That's also going to revert back to the means, right? There will be some games where the pitching isn't there. And now that the hitting's starting to, you know, kind of warm up a little bit, look what happened. They went to a warm climate in Tampa.
In a minor league park.
Take the minor league park out. I'm not going to play that
Bobby's homer yesterday was a total minor league homer.
Yeah, but so what?
Like, it's a home run.
It's where you're playing these games. But
it is what it is.
But you just need to see a little success, right? Now, again, the weather's warming up. They're going to Baltimore. It's probably going to be humid there. It's the most humid place I've ever been in my entire
life.
Another
small ballpark.
Another small ballpark, exactly. You got the opportunity to continue this going. You've seen 3 days of success. You got warm, you got, you know, the bats going in the right direction. Now you continue that. And again, it's a losing team again in Baltimore. Keep a losing team losing. That's your job. That's your number one job on this road trip. And so far you're 3-0.
No doubt about it. Somebody on the text line says, Dusty, who would you rather spot during squats, Lorenzen or Cags? Yes. I'd rather see both of them do curls other than squats. I'm not a big squats guy, but apparently Drew is.
You have to if you're going to be a pitcher. If you're not working out your legs as a pitcher, man, you're doing it wrong.
Legs and ass is what you have to do.
Look at Nolan Ryan. Look at his legs, man. That's why he was able. Roger Clemens, same type of way. Some of the great pitchers of all time. It's all about those legs. Lorenzen's got a pair of legs on him, man. I'll tell you what.
I'm glad you brought those two names up because I saw a baseball meme, and it said, Roger Clemens threw 0 no-hitters and won 7 Cy Youngs.
Yeah.
Nolan Ryan threw 7 no-hitter. Yeah, so threw 7 no-hitters and never won a Cy Young.
Isn't that crazy that Nolan Ryan never won a Cy Young? Arguably the greatest pitcher in the history of this game, and he's never won a Cy Young award. Friend of the show as well, but never won a Cy Young award. Cy Young never won a Cy Young either. Can you imagine that?
That'd be like the equivalent of Peyton Manning never winning an MVP. Thanks. One of the best quarterbacks of your generation, never won MVP. Now, Nolan Ryan's, to his defense, there was also Steve Carlton in his era.
Yeah, there was a lot of good pitchers, yeah. But he's still Nolan Ryan. He's still the best of the best, you know?
7 no-hitters. So yesterday, the news came out of Indiana. We were talking about this, I believe, on Tuesday.
It's Jonathan India.
Yeah. The Indiana Pacers, for the foreseeable future, starting today and ending no time set, Halliburton Sr. is not allowed at home games in Indiana. I don't know about road games, but I know that he is not allowed. Road or home games for the foreseeable future for his actions of interfering in his son's game, trying to spark some sort of troll job with Giannis.
Who do you think made that decision? Do you think it was the team? Do you think it was the son? Or do you think it was the father actually being a man and saying, hey, man, I'm sorry. I effed that up. I'm not coming anymore.
I think it's ownership. But in hindsight, I think the decision came after Halliburton, the player, after what he said in the press conference.
I think the son went to the father and goes, sorry, Dad, man, like, I can't have you doing that. I have a hard time believing that the team did that without the player's blessing. And so I think the son went to the old man and said, Dad, that was uncalled for. I can't have that. I've got bigger things to focus on right now. I can't have to worry about you being a jackass.
Mm-hmm. I kind of think it was a little overboard for me personally, but just send him up in the rafters or something. Send him in 130 and normal
you
section. Can't
you don't need to be babysitting somebody and worry about
this.
And now it is babysitting. Yeah, I'm with Dusty on this. Get him the hell out of the arena. It's one less thing you got to worry
here's
about.
Here's my thing. You effed up. You pay the consequence.
That's right.
Stop breaking the law, a-hole.
Right, exactly.
Like, that's the thing. Is like, you made it about you, and now we're going to make this rule about you. Again, like, I'm with you. Like, I think after this year, sure. But you're no longer allowed in this area.
Like, if they
area.
Make the Eastern Conference Finals, his dad
sorry,
can't go.
Sorry, no, you're out. No, yeah.
You want to hear a story?
Don't be a jerk.
I got hammered in college and told my professors that I was going to go home for homecoming weekend, and it was a mandatory thing that we had to go. You can call Joe Moore, my professor at UCM. We had to go cover homecoming's game. Everybody would be there. I was trying to go to Kegs and Eggs, and I lied to my professor. Unfortunately, I had a rat in my class that saw me walking home sideways like a zombie out of my mind and told our professor. The next week, the President of the United States came to our campus, and I was not allowed to go because I lied and effed up.
I could have met the President of the United States.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it because I messed up. I'm sorry.
We've all been there. Yeah.
I don't care if Indiana goes to the finals. You ruined it yourself, sir. Good day. You lose, sir.
Good day. Yeah. No, you do. Like, I'm not in this to make everybody's feelings happy and all this kind of stuff. You effed up. You pay the consequences. And it's about time we're starting to hold people accountable again.
And you know what? That decision changed my life. When that happened to me,
it's huge, right?
I bet. Yeah. Like all my friends in my class, all my classmates, handshaking Obama, you know, whatever. I don't care who the president is.
That's cool, man. You want to meet the president of the United States.
All my family's like, are you going to be, you see him today? I heard the president's going to be there. All the news outlets there is like, no, I'm at home. Why? Let me tell you. And from that day forward, I was like, get your ass in gear, graduate college, live out your career, and I'm probably not the person I am today if that doesn't happen to me. And Halliburton's dad, I'm sorry, man. You broke the rules. You trolled an athlete. You made it about yourself on a series win.
Right. What should have been being celebrated, you know, for your son and the way that he played in that series and the way that the team played. They beat Giannis and Milwaukee. Like, that's a big-time win for the Pacers as an organization. Nobody's talking about that. They're talking about Pops being, like, you know, shooter from Hooters out there. Or Hoosiers, I should say. Not Hooters, but whatever. But Hoosiers stumbling around on the court acting like a jackass, embarrassing your son, man. Yeah. Did you ever have your parents embarrass you as a child?
No.
No? Mac, did you ever have your parents embarrass you? Maybe they're currently embarrassing you.
Like
I
that.
Don't know.
No, really, no.
Neither did mine. One time, my dad, he tried to, you know, hold the chains at a high school football game, and he tried to hop the fence, and that didn't go well.
Aww.
And they're like, "Is that your dad?" I'm like, "No, I don't know who that is."
It's like Heisler in the Lambo Leap.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that your dad?
Yeah.
And you're like,
exactly. Yeah, my parents. Like, I've never really kind of been in that situation other than that. But I remember that one. That was a minor type thing. Yeah. You know.
You get over
but
that.
Like, you're in the NBA, and your old man's out there on the court with a towel with your picture on it, standing in front of arguably the greatest player on earth, making it all about you. Like, you deserve everything that's coming for you, man. I'm tired of letting people get away with stuff and everybody just looking the other way and go, oh, he was having a bad moment. He had a bad day. His moral support peacock wasn't available, and so that's why he did that. So we're going to give him a free pass. Nah, kick rocks, pal.
Too strong for me.
And to your defense, foreseeable future is the most vague punishment
ever. Yeah, no idea what that means.
You're
that could be next week.
For the foreseeable future. You can have your game system back on Sunday.
Exactly.
You know what's going to happen? He'll be back in the building and nobody will even know about it.
Hopefully. That's the way it should have been.
I mean, he served a consequence and now he's going to be fine.
But the Giannis conversation about
crime,
it too.
You do the time.
Where he says, you know, my mom, after we won the championship, didn't know she could come out on the court or she was allowed out there. And he was talking about all of that. And then you see Halliburton's father. I mean, sorry, pal.
They didn't even let Akeem Olajuwon get on the stage of the finals.
I know, right? Like, they don't let Charles Oakley and Patrick Ewing in the garden without proper credentials.
Good thing Rip Hamilton and Rasheed Wallace got a first row seat of the loss last night. Love to see that.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Kentucky Derby weekend,
which means
we're going to go through some horses, baby, some mudders.
It's supposed to be mud.
I didn't know what it, because like Beakley just kept saying it.
He finally
discovered this word. He's like, hey, Henry Lake, big mudder. I'm like mudder?
They can
like,
run it. It's supposed to be wet, I think, at the Derby this weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
So you're good at running in mud.
Yeah. Are these horses mudders? Their mother was a mutter. If their mother was a mutter, then you're going to be a mutter. Apparently, there are two horses in this race that are sons of Triple Crown winners, Binkley has told me.
Ooh. Okay.
Let me see who they are.
I said, which ones are they?
Well, let me
said two or three.
Let me see again.
I think there's three.
American Promise and Publisher are sons of Triple Crown winners.
Okay.
And don't forget, go see Lauren buried over there in Prairie Village in the middle of the street.
One word on journalism that is the
fake
favorite horse.
Oh.
Yeah, not real.
Not real.
You know, we're journalists.
We're not.
According to some that tweet in and want us fired.
Yeah, we're not journalists. We're entertainers.
Ooh.
And that's the way I look at it. We're in show business. We're not journalists. We entertain for a living. Journalism dead.
Wow.
It is. I mean,
he'll be alive this weekend tomorrow
to school,
when he wins.
You know, but he's the favorite in the race. So I'll go favorite. That's the horse I'm betting on. I got a degree in journalism. That and toilet paper, right?
Yes, exactly.
So I will go with journalism as my winner.
He's 3-1.
Yeah.
I will go with show.
Okay.
Well, all right.
First place in show is how they rank horse races. I did my homework last
night. Win, place, and show, baby. Proper. Yeah. So you got him at third?
I got him at third.
That was always the, like, we used to go to the track when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Jersey had tracks. You could go gamble, all that kind of stuff.
Hell yeah.
$2 to show. That way, if they won all three, man, that was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
And you knew when that hit because that guy was going,
yeah, because he just won a $2 show bet that paid him a nickel.
Heck yeah, dude.
And he's got the race form. He's ready.
One word on sovereignty, 5-1.
What is the definition of that word?
Sovereignty is the right to vote.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So I will say he's the second favorite place.
Hey.
there we go.
Veto. Go away. Don't do it. Go with better odds to win more money. Even though you can't horse race bet in Kansas, DraftKings gave me all the ways to how you can bet on and what the betting means.
Yeah, and then can't Kansas, you horse. Can't do it. I don't know. Maybe Missouri will have that when they get the legalized gambling move forward, unless somebody's got a silver box that they're going to complain about. Mm. I don't know. What
maybe
that,
an underdog, Jack. You can.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. One word on Sandman, 6-1.
Enter.
Mm. Yeah, that was mine too.
Yeah, ECW. That guy used to hit himself in the head with a beer. Like in the break, go to YouTube and type in Sandman ECW. He'd come out to that song, smash a beer over his forehead until he was bleeding, then jeez. Chug it, and he came out with like a kendo stick. It was awesome.
Kendo stick?
Yeah. It's like a giant wooden stick that you hit people with.
Damn.
Yeah. Sandman. Badass. Oh, he was definitely beer gut, bleeding from the forehead, soaked in beer before he even entered inside the turnbuckles.
One word for you?
ECW.
ECW. Okay. One word on Beza?
Yeah, this interesting is the one that I'll use on this because he just entered the race.
Okay.
He's replacing Rodriguez, who was scratched with a foot bruise.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
So interesting. This
soon
is,
to be glue.
Yeah, exactly. That you're not kidding. This
look at the Elmer's logo, dude.
I know. I mean,
it all makes sense when you get older.
These horses get any sort of injury, they're done. It's
sucks,
over.
Dude. I hate it.
So I will go interesting, and he's a 12-1 shot on this one, which means he's a pretty decent horse to have those kind of odds as a replacement. So I'll go interesting on this one.
What's the horse's name again?
Beza. There's also a rapper out of California with that same name. I don't know if the rapper is named after the horse or the horse is named after the rapper.
Beza, one word, Amazon.
There we go.
Is the horse's first name Jeff?
Sovereignty, supreme power or authority.
Oh, it doesn't mean the right to vote.
No, I believe that is suffrage, maybe.
Well, maybe.
One word on Burnham Square.
Cigarette.
Yeah.
If I have a great Saturday night in Springfield, I'm gonna be that horse, Burnham Square, dude. Light me up one, as long as it's not a menthol.
Burnham Square. I will say winner.
Oh, going 12-1. Okay. Okay.
All right. Calling your shot.
I kind of like this one. I kind of like this one. He won the Bluegrass Stakes.
Oh. Okay, that means a lot for me. Okay.
Little bit of history here with this one.
One word.
Kind of on a roll. They've been winning a little bit lately, so.
They're hot.
Yeah.
Publisher. One word. 20-1 is publisher in this Saturday's Kentucky Derby.
I'm going to go books.
Publisher 20-1? Clearinghouse.
Yeah.
Because if you win that, you clear the house.
You do, man. Ed McMahon shows up with a big
floors
check.
Floors and stand tall. Because no one's ever been here.
This may be your horse.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Dusty, one word on Render Judgment, 30-1.
Toby. R.I.P. to the Keith, man. This is Toby Keith's horse. Never got to see it run in the Kentucky Derby because unfortunately he passed away and he left us too soon. Should have been a cowboy.
Is
how do
really,
you like me now?
What is Toby Keith's?
Heck yeah, I don't
that
make
is
that
cool.
Stuff up.
Oh.
Yeah, Toby Keith's horse, Render Judgment, 30-1. If I could bet on a horse, I would put $30 on Render Judgment. Should have been a cowboy. Toby Keith, R.I.P.
I'm going to go with Sooner.
Boomer.
That's right.
Boomer, yep.
Toby Keith played football in Oklahoma, if you didn't know that, by the way.
What's his name? Stoops. They're boys.
Oh, yeah. Were. And if you don't vote for Render Judgment, he'll put a boot in your ass because that's the American way.
That is the American way.
And they'll light up your sky like the 4th of July.
I love that song. That's a great song. Can that replace the one that they always use now?
Proud to be an American?
Yeah. Can we replace Proud to be an American, please, with that song?
If you don't hear, like, courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
And ready to grab a beer and go kick somebody's ass. I don't know.
Put a boot in someone's ass.
I'm going to tell you, that song doesn't get you fired up. That's the song that needs to be playing instead of that proud to be an American thing.
FYI, Publishers Clearinghouse just filed for bankruptcy.
They did?
According to the tax line.
Oh, wow.
I want my house.
One word on Final Gambit, 30-1.
Ooh.
Long shot.
I like this one's name.
I do too. Yeah.
Final Gambit's good.
Are you an X-Men fan?
I do like X-Men.
Mm-hmm. It is from the X-Men comics. I don't know if they're named after that. But.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Except for the new Fantastic Four movie.
One word is fun. I like that name. Fun. Final Gambit. Yeah. Render Judgment and Final Gambit, both 30-1s. They're the long shots.
They're saying this is the gray horse you're supposed to bet on. I don't know what that means.
Okay, I was going to ask.
I thought he was brown.
It says, gray/roan horses aren't uncommon, but there haven't been many to win the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, okay.
Only 8 have achieved that feat, with Giacomo being the last in 2005. Ooh. 20 years later, 3 gray roan horses are set to be in the run for the roses. Besides having a color in common, the horses are all descendants of Secretariat. Sandman and Final Gambit are 5 generations from the legend, while Chunk of Gold is 6 generations from him, related to Alex. So they're all related to Secretariat.
Okay, I'm kind of in.
5 generations removed from that.
Damn.
Is that like, you know, people who are bakers use a yeast starter for years. They go, how old is that starter? And some people in Europe will say that's a 120-year-old yeast starter, that they've been using the same yeast for 120 years.
Damn.
Is that what we're now talking about with horse?
That's exactly it.
Is that what it is? Like 5 generations? Secretariat is from the 70s.
Huh.
Are we?
Yeah, where's the line? We get to 2050. Are we still?
I don't know. Like 5 generations removed, and Chunk of Gold is 6 generations removed now from Secretariat. That's a hell of a child starter right there. A horse starter, if you will. How long have you been using that horse starter? Well, since Secretariat in the 70s.
That's like horseradish.
As they'd say in Game of Thrones, the seed is strong in that family.
Yeah, seriously.
Which one's Bob Baffert's horse? Because isn't he back?
He's back this year.
Which one? Because that always seems like an evil story, right?
Like, yeah, he's like the George Steinbrenner, if you will.
Whose horse is his?
Let's see. Binkley has said, go with Baffert's Citizen Bull. He is back from suspension, or best mutter is Coal Battle, according to Binkley.
Citizen's Bull is Baffert's horse.
Yep.
Bob Baffert.
Citizen Bull.
He looks like he should have played a bad guy, like one of the Bad Boys movies.